It's Animal Radio celebrating the connection with our possums.
Yeah, that's right.
We are with Leah Murray. She manages a vet clinic in Bradenton, Florida, and she's the Opossum Pouch Medical Research Director. And she just told us a story about how Inside Edition did a story that might cause a little bit of hysteria or panic over opossums. But Dr. Debbie, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to just speak for a moment about like the infection, the infectious disease part of it, because there is a valid message when we talk about diseases you can get from wildlife. And so things like murine typhus is a genuine risk from not just opossums, but also from rats that might have fleas on them. So the bacteria that the fleas have pass this type of disease to people potentially. So for me, the message wouldn't be to try to kill every opossum, but we don't want to really have that wildlife crossover into where we live. And so that would be the message that I would want to say is, how can we make sure that the opossums enjoy their life elsewhere, not under our house, in our attic, having that crossover to where it can still be a valid health risk?
I agree. I also feel like some of the things that could have been done, they were talking about in the newscast, they showed a trapper that was trapping the opossums and just relocating them. Well, that doesn't do anything as far as we're concerned of helping the problem or the issue. All you did was take that opossum with those fleas that they feel are responsible for carrying typhus, you know, obviously with through the flea feces. But why aren't we attacking the problem of the fleas? You know, there's so many big industries out there like Merck, who has Bravecto that provides, you know, one application provides 3 months of protection against fleas. Like, we're just picking up these possums and maybe relocating them and taking that problem somewhere else.
So are you saying that we should be protecting them with the Bravecto or some kind of flea medicine?
Treating them?
Absolutely. I feel that that's one, at least that's another angle that we could look at.
Sure.
I know that, for example, for Bravecto, Merck last year, they had this product that was short dated. And so they were just selling it very, very inexpensively. In fact, giving it away. Why can't we take advantage instead of disposing of all of that valuable product, take advantage and use that into protecting our wildlife instead of making everyone afraid of it? I absolutely understand that there is a concern here, but I think we need to address it differently and not putting opossums in harm's way. Opossums aren't the only one that have these fleas. It's the cat flea, it's the feline flea. Feral cats have it, raccoons have them, not just opossums, but they were targeted for this, clearly.
Well, that's because if Inside Edition targeted cats, they would get a lot of slack.
People would speak up.
Well, I hope they're gonna get a lot of slack from this because we were very unhappy about this.
Okay, well, it just makes sense. Is there a website where we could learn more about what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. There's the Opossum Pouch Rescue, and that's on Facebook. And then also you could go to Leah Barley Murray. That's our personal Facebook page.
Great. We'll put links over at animalradio.pet so you can learn more about these cute. They are so cute.
Aren't they? Thank you. They're amazing. There's so much people don't realize about them. You know, the fact that they're immune to venomous snake bites and it's almost impossible for them to get rabies. They eat over 5,000 ticks in a season, Hal. 5,000.
So they're actually
That's
helping.
Lyme disease is a real threat, you know, and it's so frustrating that they don't get credit for all the amazing things that they do. And they should.
I think they're absolutely adorable. I've run into a few at night. It's been very late. I've been coming home from the bars. That's when they come out. And they usually...
Obviously, when you come out, too.
Hal, I'm not sure those are possums.
Leah Murray, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, you guys, for this opportunity. And I really hope together we can make a difference.
Let's head back to the phones. Hi, Candace.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. What kind of critters do you have?
We have a pug. She's 2 years old, and she just had puppies 8 weeks ago.
Aw, how wonderful.
I was just wondering, we noticed that she started getting spots all over her, there were black spots on her, she's a fawn, and she has black spots on her coat. Wondering if that was from her pregnancy.
Now, is the dark spots, is it accompanied with hair loss?
No.
She's just turning dark. Like her hair coat itself is turning dark or her skin?
Yeah, kind of like, she just looks like her leopard spots, you know? I mean, they're just weird.
Okay. Well, we do know that female dogs, when they give birth, many of them have some very unusual hair coat changes. And, you know, about 4 weeks, even 8 weeks after they give birth, a lot of them will actually lose almost all of their hair. So there can be a real turnover and a change in the hair follicle cycle. So sometimes that can be where we'll see some pigment changes as well. I'm not certain that's what you're seeing, but I would be watchful for, you know, if the hair is falling out, if there's more color change that you're noticing. That's usually a temporary thing. And once they've weaned the puppies, their hair coat does restore to its normal luster and its previous density. But the other thing is, we know pregnancy can weaken a pet's immune system. So we do have to watch out for things like skin mites, particularly Demodex mites in pregnant dogs. We can see them break with infestations of those. And even things like ringworm. Their immune system, you know, they're feeding all those babies. So it is certainly possible we can get something like that that really kind of takes opportunity. It might be a situation where I would recommend you see the veterinarian and have a couple of quick skin tests done to see if that might be the situation for your baby there.
Okay.
But if it's not, and it's just this other stuff, it should be a temporary thing and hopefully be back to normal once those babies are off in their happy homes. How many babies you got?
Six.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Aw, well, wonderful. And is she being a good mom taking care of those guys?
She's a really good mom. Yes, she is.
Well, hopefully that's, like I said, all you're dealing with there. And make sure you get those babies into the vet. 6 weeks is when the first puppy shots we want to be talking about doing, as well as regular deworming. So
already done.
All right. Fabulous. Well, best wishes to you. And take care of those babes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Candace.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.